Yeah, it was very tight going today. Ronan McLaughlin just about held on for the win, but he didn't have it at all his own way when a break of three important riders got up the road, and him and his team had to do a lot of chasing to try and bring them back before the finish line. It was touch and go in the last few kilometres, but he just managed to hold on.
Could you talk us through maybe the route today and how tough it was?
It was a very tough route. So they left Derry and they headed towards Greysteel and up through the Spearn Mountains and took a very hard climb over from Pumbridge over the Maas, and then dropped into Strabán, which was a really tight climb, and it kind of really separated a lot of the group, and that's where the break went away, that Ronan ended up having to chase down. Three important riders got away on that descent, and it was a very hard stage for sure. A lot of tired legs after two other hard days as well.
And I know after stage two yesterday in general classification, Ronan McLaughlin was leading. Sean Moore was behind him. Can you tell us maybe the top five?
As I say, Ronan was first overall. Sean was second. Sean's teammate was also then in third, Dillian. And he was one of the guys that got away in that early break, or that late break, sorry, that really put Ronan under pressure. And at one stage, he was 2 minutes and 22 seconds down on Ronan at the start of today. And at one stage, they had over a two-minute lead with about 10k to go. So it was really touch and go, Ronan. The lead was going out and out and out. And Ronan had to get all his team to the front to bring that break back, because it looked like at one stage he was going to lose the yellow jersey with that rider up the road.
This year's race, I suppose, you saw top riders from all around. Was it bigger than any other year, or was it? What do you think? How do you think it went?
Oh no, it definitely was. I mean, it's a step up in classification, and the level of riders that we had this year was a massive step up. We had riders from the UK and as far south the country as Cork and Waterford and Wexford and places like that. And, you know, the caliber of rider were some of the best in Ireland, and this is actually all leading towards next year, where we're actually going to have the Irish National Championships in Derry, which will have the top-level pros, so the kind of guys who will be riding the Tour de France, will be over racing for 4 days around Derry. Nicholas Roach and Dan Martin, hopefully, and Philip Bagman, a local Donegal guy himself. So we hope that this will attract all them next year for the National Championships.
What do you think of cycling so far up this part of the country? Is it on the up?
Oh, it definitely is. You know, I know for myself in the last few years, even out in the Saturday Sunday ride, you know, the number of riders on the road, just, you know, social riders and club riders, has grown exponentially over the last couple of years, and it's just an absolute boom up here. It seems to be really growing for even sports in the Northwest for sure, with some great young talent coming through as well. You know, who are going off the racing in Belgium and Northern Europe at the minute as well.